This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest. I'm Sumitra Selvaraj. Today you'll also be hearing from Lim Soo Ann and Sharmila Ganesan. We have a picture-perfect set of stories for you today, starting with one about a global survey which has revealed that Malaysians are second in the world when it comes to hoarding photographs on their phones. I can see Soo Ann.
And after that, we'll be moving on to our next story, where we'll be talking about how Vienna will become the latest city to have a museum designed for taking selfies. So we'll be discussing how social media has affected how we appreciate art.
So on to our first story. Apparently, Malaysians are quite the squirrels when it comes to photos on their phone. In a global survey of over 6 million users that analysed over 3 billion images, our snap-happy rakyat who have participated in the survey keep an average of 1,307 phones on their phone. Only South Koreans...
Photos on their phones.
What did I say?
Phones on their photos. That's a lot of phones.
That's a lot of photos. Only South Koreans are a little bit more memento mad. They hold on to about 1,400 pics.
So this survey was conducted by the antivirus firm Avast, who also found that the Vietnamese are the most restrained when it comes to hoarding photos. They only average about 397 photos stored on their phones. And of course, we wouldn't be the bigger picture here unless we delved into looking at the variables of gender in this issue as well. So the survey found that women on average are storing 24% more photos than men, or 1,053 photos for women versus 851 photos for men.
So the results about age, to me, were a little surprising, right? So there wasn't much difference between the 25 to 34 age group and the 35 to 44 age group. The older age group did store marginally fewer photos, but, you know, 1,067 photos versus 1,050 images isn't much to me. Mm-hmm. But get this, those between 18 to 24-year-olds, keep the least amount of photos, averaging 836 per person.
I think they just haven't been around long enough to amass the number of photos.
That's one way of looking at it.
I mean, another possible reason for that is because when young people use messaging apps like Snapchat, these delete your photos immediately after it's been viewed. So, but then when you compare with other messaging apps like WhatsApp, those definitely hoard images and space until you yourself choose to get rid of them.
See, I'm going to trust the digital native on this one. She knows what she's talking about, okay? But what really interested me about this story was the whole concept of photo hoarding. So is keeping thousands and thousands of images. I can't believe we gave our listeners 10,000 images as an option on the Twitter poll.
Well, we did, because we did a quick check of our own phones and it didn't seem that unlikely anymore.
But before we get stuck into our discussion, I want to see what clinical psychologist Yvonne Fu has to say about this phenomenon. I asked her if it was really a problem if people kept an excessive number of photos on their phone and whether this really qualifies as cyber hoarding.
That's an interesting question, because as of now, I mean, cyber hoarding is actually not part of mental disorders that's stated in DSM-5. What we have actually in DSM-5, by the way, DSM-5 is the manual that typically psychiatrists and clinical psychologists use to diagnose mental disorders. Mm-hmm. And what we have right now in mental in DSM-5 is actually hoarding disorders in general. And generally, in order to diagnose someone with hoarding disorders, what we are looking for are the behaviors that just beyond keeping things that are usually useful or for certain utility purposes, and just to get rid of these things would cause a lot of distress, and people would find it very, very difficult to discard or part with these possessions, regardless of its actual value. And to the extent that these things actually take up so much space and it creates some sort of hygiene and safety hazard as well. So if we go by that definition, I think cyber hoarding, it's kind of been a very tricky situation, because when you're hoarding things like photos or media or songs or whatsoever, you're kind of keeping in the phone. So generally, it doesn't take up that much. It generally doesn't impact you that much that it would cause any safety or hygienic issues. But I guess if it comes to a point where it makes a person feel very, very difficult or distressing to think about maybe deleting some of these things, maybe these are some of the symptoms or signs that you want to think about what this means, what is causing you so much distress in discarding this or deleting these photos or media.
Okay, so if we just look at the general hoarding behavior, what are some of the reasons behind that behavior?
Well, there are a lot of reasons, and usually people who hoard, they might find that these things that they hoard, there are some perceived utility, there's some aesthetic value, or there's a very, very strong sentimental attachment to these items. So they might think, what if, I might need these things one day? What if, there are some need for these and I can't find these things? Sometimes it's also the perceived sentimental value of the things. And, it could be like a candy wrapper that doesn't mean anything to anyone. But to this person, this candy wrapper that people think is so like dirty and causing some insects to come, they might perceive it has some, as having some values or meanings because of how they associate these with maybe childhood memories or, maybe it's given by someone that's very important to them. So I think sentimental and meaning of these things plays a very important role in and why people find it very difficult to discuss about these things.
So that was clinical psychologist Yvonne Fu, who very kindly shared her thoughts about hoarding. And as you heard, she doesn't really feel that cyber hoarding is a real problem unless the anxiety from collecting or storing ends up disrupting the life of the photo taker or collector.
I mean, this sentiment was echoed this time last year by the European Problematic Use of the Internet Research Network. Yes, that is a real thing. So the researchers from that network were hoping to drill down on the issues of cyber hoarding and cyberchondria, which is compulsively, and cyberchondria is compulsively using search engines, websites in hopes of finding reassurances about medical fears only to self-diagnose further ailments.
That's a whole different kettle of fish. We need a Daily Digest on that as well, I think.
We've done a Daily Digest on that as well, if I remember right.
Excellent. Anyway, I want to know what people out there think before we try and out Sue Ann's number of photos on her phone, because she's been very, very secretive about it.
We did have some interesting comments that have come in. We had Inderjeet replying on Twitter to say, having digital media saved on mobile devices is fine. However, it should be practiced with controls in place. Controls such as backup, encryption, password, biometric access. Cyber hoarding doesn't harm unless it lands in the hands of the wrong person.
So that's a really interesting perspective, isn't it? I didn't even think about it from that point of view.
The security of literally having tens of thousands of photos on your phone.
Right.
So we had Ikwan messaging in to say that the reason we take so many selfies, so many photos rather, and hoard them on our phones is because we have the luxury of taking more and more pics compared to back when we were using film cameras.
Right.
And that's why people in Malaysia keep upgrading their phones or keep changing their memory cards. And we had a couple of comments on our Twitter poll. We were asking you how many photos you have stored on your hand phone.
Right.
And 33% of you say you have 1,000 photos or below. 31% have 1,001 to 5,000 photos. 20% have more than 10,000 photos on their phone, while 16% have 5,001 to 10,000 photos on their phone. We had Yi Yu, who tweeted us to say, you should auto-upload to Google Photos and only leave a few in your phone memory. We had Oren Anin tweet in to say, I am guilty for photo hoarding. I did move them to my PC and deleted them from my phone, but not often enough, so I still have more than 5,000 now.
You know what? All of this just makes me want to just pick up my phone and start deleting the 300 photos that I have on it. I want to take it down to zero.
I get anxious when I have to clear my phone photo memory. Do you? I do. Like, because I'm like, oh, wait, do I want to keep this photo? I have four versions of this photo. Do I want each version? It's a choice. So it takes time, way more time than it should.
I totally agree with Charmila. It's, even if you have five only slightly different mm-hmm. photos, you're analyzing every detail. It's like, oh, no, this one is better. Oh, no,
right.
the lighting is better.
My eyes a little bit
but
more open
the angle
in this
is slightly
one.
Better yeah. than the other one. It's a tough choice.
You're now rolling your eyes.
I'm going to take your phones away from you and just do a little bit of clearing on your behalf.
UP41 tweeted to say delete periodically. So very disciplined person there. And we've got a couple of WhatsApps that came in that were pretty interesting as well. So we had someone WhatsApp in to say they have 13,231 photos on their phone dating back to the day when they just got the iPhone 3G. That was 2009. And these are proper photos, not snap happy ones.
Oops.
And they say I also have all of them backed up and synced on my hard drive, on Google Photos and Dropbox. I confess to being a paranoid picture hoarder. Well, I mean, I think if you take photos, you have to be paranoid about them, right?
Yes. And I want to get into this in a little bit about how do we have to keep them on our phones, or can we not just leave them, you know, on the cloud or on a computer or a laptop? Does it have to be on your phone?
I think keeping it on your phone allows you easier access if you're not automatically syncing whatever cloud storage you use to your phone.
Right.
So, you know, if you want to access photo number 3,576, you don't want to have to log on to your Dropbox before you...
Which begs the question, why would you need to look at the photo?
Well, what if someone wants to post a Throwback Thursday photo?
Well, see? Yes, very important. But mm-hmm. you see, Rusehan Anwar Zaihan texted in to say he's above 50 years old and he has 14,603 wow. photos on their phone. He doesn't think it's cyber hoarding, but he keeps it for memories and for work reference.
Okay.
Some photos are just priceless and looking at it is therapy, he says.
Mm. Fair enough.
Yeah,
absolutely fair enough.
And I think sometimes, like when you're trying to like scroll through your phone, looking at old photos, mm-hmm. it brings up memories that you've sort of forgotten mm-hmm. have happened. And then it's like then you share it with your friends, and you're sure. like, oh look, this happened, how many years ago? And then it's just very nice. Feeling that it brings for you?
Well, I do have a couple of contrasting opinions here. So we had Meghnathan has 44,426 photos.
44,000.
I am very impressed. In contrast, we had someone else tweet message in to say, I have 285 photos, which I delete every month because I don't need them sometimes. I am impressed at this amount of discipline.
Okay, so I'll admit, I'm not too far off. I think I've got about 300 odd photos on my phone at the moment. And because I document my sari of the day on Instagram on a daily basis, mm-hmm. I've kind of come to the point where I've trained myself to think that as long as the photograph is on Instagram and mm-hmm. it has been published or posted, I don't need it on the phone as well. Mm. I might keep a couple that I think that I need to send out as profile photos or for that sort of thing. But otherwise, you know, the idea that, you know, you keep thousands and thousands of photos on your phone is alien to me, but evidently not so strange.
So my friend actually does something similar to what you do. So she keeps her photos on Facebook. So she uploads them as Facebook photo albums and deletes them off her phone so that, like you say, Sumitra, it's there, always there on social mm-hmm. media. So you can just go back there and get that photo again if you need to. I am definitely a photo hoarder.
Are you going to reveal the number now?
Do we need a drum roll?
Well, I thought it was quite dramatic. I have 14,000 over photos.
Oh,
but compared to
I think Meghnathan might have anticlimaxed that announcement a little
Definitely.
Bit.
Definitely. I don't think anyone can beat that 44,000 mm-hmm. photographs.
You would be surprised. Don't jump
tell
too
us,
fast.
Tell us if Fess you have
up,
more than that.
No. I have about, to be fair, it's because my phone is automatically linked to my iTunes. My iCloud, which means that actually what I'm looking at is the number of photos I have in my iCloud, which is about 15,000, I think.
Right.
Not really what I've just stored on my phone.
So I think we're fast running out of time for this segment, but what I wanted to ask the both of you before we wrap up is this. So we've been talking about photos and memories and keeping them on our phone. What would you do if you lost every single photo that you had ever taken?
That would be really sad. And, you know, that's a possibility that I almost don't think about because it's too difficult to think about.
Mm. Yeah, and when I do entertain that thought of, okay, maybe I should do something with these photos, I should make sure I save them. And I do save some of them, especially the holidays ones, right? But with the ones that, you know, you take casually when you're with friends, it does have a lot of sentimental value. And I think I would be devastated if I lost them, but I'm not doing anything.
Rusi Hananwa says he will cry. Oh. And I might agree. I think it would be a big, big loss. It's like if all the photo albums I have from my childhood suddenly, you know, went missing or were in a fire or something. Right. I would be really devastated. Mm.
I suppose that's why they say a picture is worth a thousand words.
Yes, indeed.
We've got to wrap the segment up, but please don't stop the conversation. You can keep tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can call us at 03-7733-2900. And yeah, keep letting us know how many photos you're actually storing on your phone. We're going to be back shortly after a few messages and this song, which is Photograph by Weezer.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.